Just give me a moment, please. So, welcome to my new lair. Do you like it? I'm personally a big fan of the colossal dark marble pillars myself. Feels so fancy. Well, yes, of course I splurged on it. I knew that at some point they'd probably get crushed, but why not make it an aesthetically pleasing destruction? Can you really blame me, Hero? What do you mean, what have I been doing? I've been trying to beat you, and it seems I've succeeded. Well, yes, I know you walked in here of your own accord, but that's besides the point. Now you're tied up here, with no way out, so I can finally talk to you. I'd tell you if you just let me monologue. You're not normally this rude, you know. In fact, that's exactly what I wanted to talk to you about. Not just you being rude, thank you very much. I'm talking about the lack of passion, the failing justice that so many have called unfailing. Is this because of my little stint as an anti-hero? You don't remember that, really? Not the whole steal from the rich scheme I had back in May. It was a whole thing. I had a costume for that and everything. Of course, you probably didn't notice something like that. Yes, the one with the blue accent. So you do remember. Oh, well. I mean, if you really liked it that much, I suppose I could always give it another shot. Mike, could you get that one for me? Just leave it in my office. I don't really feel like going to the basement right now. Then get someone who does have clearance to do it. Thank you. I'm getting off track now. You're good at doing that, Hero, you know? Throwing me off my train of thought. What was I talking about? Right, yes. Thank you, the anti-hero stunt. Honestly, I wouldn't blame you if that's why you've been a bit more withdrawn lately. It really didn't suit me. Bit of a blunder. Aside from the costume, I don't think I was really cut out for being an anti-hero. For starters, it's just not me. I'm not an anti-hero. I like heroes. Well, heroes plural might be a bit generous. I like a hero. No, I'm talking about you, you idiot. What other hero do you see me graciously allowing into my lair? I even set those guard dogs on you. I know how much you like petting them. The way you light up when you see them. Grinning even in the most serious situation, cooing at them with that adorable baby voice. But once again, that's not the point. No, you've been acting odd the last couple of months. Don't think I haven't noticed the way you've been going solo more often than not. Very unusual. And you haven't been in the past 5 group photos of that little team you're part of. I thought you loved that little team. You didn't even show up to my robbery of that bank last week. I did that whole thing just for you. You didn't see the point. I know the bankers are all corrupt as hell. That's why I did it. You agreed with me. You, the hero, agreed with me. Rubbish. Are you okay? What, are you sick? Did that idiotic buffoon of a scientist try to kill you with some sort of strange poison again? I keep telling him it doesn't fucking work. It just gives you the runs. No. Well, then I'm officially going insane. I knew it would happen at some point. I mean, it's basically the villain pipeline. You go from being a regular, everyday person to having one defining moment where you decide you've had enough, screw around with some ridiculous evil schemes for a while, and then, at some point, you go insane. It'd be weird if it hadn't happened to me. Oh, sure, very good. Very, very funny. I'm already insane. You're being a little shit. Don't get me wrong, it's kind of cute, but it's also a bit concerning. What happened to that TV persona you always put on? No, I'm not filming. Why would I do that? Oh, well, just because I streamed it live once, it doesn't mean I'll do it again. You made a complete ass out of me last time. It's not going to happen now. Besides, that's never stopped you from carrying on that paragon of virtue act before. And now you're giving me nothing. Are you okay? You know what? No, you're very obviously not. Fuck it. I'm letting you out. Come on. Okay. We're going to the kitchen. Because, frankly, you look 2 seconds away from a breakdown, and I'd rather you be at least somewhat comfortable. And I can make you something to eat, considering how insane your metabolism must be. There's absolutely no way you aren't hungry after that fight. Now, look, just sit down and relax and talk to me while I get some ingredients out, okay? Yeah, I'll make some pasta. Don't worry, I know your dietary restrictions and all that. I even know the diet the Superhero Council has you on. Frankly, though, it seems somewhat ridiculous, that thing. Unless you personally tell me not to, I'm just going to ignore it altogether. Good. Now talk. What is going on with you? I guess I've considered giving it all up, yeah, this stupid villain thing. It's hard not to have second thoughts sometimes when you commit to something this extreme. Why do you ask? You're not, are you? Are you serious? Come on, what do you mean you don't want to be a hero anymore? Was it something I did? No? Then, what? The council. Those bastards. They've been getting into your head, I suppose, have they? Well, whatever they say, they're not worth it. You're a perfectly capable hero. You have the least casualties per fight of all the heroes in the country, and that's a statistic, not just my opinion. I looked it up. How can they not care about casualties? What? Are you sure that they're the heroes? Oh, I see. So that's why you're having doubts. Could you not, I don't know, just leave the council? Do your own thing? Go solo permanently? You're more than powerful enough. No. You're right. You're absolutely right. If I can't be an anti-hero, then you certainly can't be either. You might be able to pull off a costume, but not the dynamic. And besides, I can't fight an anti-hero. It's too moody. Well, I'm glad you feel the same about me. You really don't want to do the hero thing anymore, do you? You sound so serious about this. I have to admit, I haven't been feeling the drive to fight anymore either. I've mostly just been doing it for a chance to see you again recently. But if you're just going to wander in here and sit at my counter while I cook for you, keeping half the city hostage seems a bit unnecessary. Now that is a question, isn't it? Would I still be a villain if you weren't a hero? Two sides of the same coin, what happens when one side leaves. I suppose I wouldn't. There'd be no point. Any other hero wouldn't treat me seriously, and they certainly wouldn't be as fun to fight or banter with. In fact, I'd been looking at passing on the organization to this little upstart over by the river. Yeah, you know the one. That little group that have been dubbed the modern-day Robin Hood and his merry men. Even if I can't be an anti-hero myself, I can certainly support others who can. How to go about it, though? Faking our deaths at... Well, it's a little cliched, wouldn't you say? You want to make a spectacle out of it now, do you? Have a fight in the middle of the city, perfectly choreographed. You know, I'm kind of seeing it. Yeah, ooh, that is a great idea. Make it look like we destroyed each other. Yes, that'd be brilliant. And I can make that work, can't I? Make it look believable. I've got the resources. After all, people really thought I hospitalized you that week in April last year when really you just wanted to go on that vacation. There were letters and gifts and everything pouring in. Ah. Maybe we could even convince people to donate to charity with that effort instead. Really go out with a bang. Yeah, of course I'm willing to help you. This is a brilliant idea. Why on earth would I not? Hate you? No. Didn't I just say a few minutes ago that I like you? I enjoy our time together, you idiot. If you're going down, I'm going down with you. Isn't that how the saying goes? Well... That's how it goes for me. Could you hand me that? Yeah, thanks. Look, idiotic saying or not, I'm with you, alright? We'll fake our deaths and go to New Zealand or something. Heroes and villains never show up there. Oh no. This lair isn't all that precious to me. I may have been lying about those pillars. Actually, I'm pretty sure I got scammed. Which is kind of pathetic for a supervillain, but as I said, I'm kind of losing my touch. Oh, the architect just seemed happy to have a chance to let loose, and I couldn't really say no with how proud he looked. Hopefully the next donors like them, so I don't have to feel bad about it. I'm not a softie. Well, maybe I am. But you're more of a little shit than you let on, so you have no firm ground to stand on. I am not flushed. I don't get flushed when you tease me. No, not only are you a little shit, but you're a liar, too. Fuck it. Fine. If we're dismantling our lives together, I might as well go whole hog. I'm a big softy. You happy? I haven't heard you laugh like that in a while. It's nice. Right, the sauce. Let me just put all of this together and leave it to sit on the stove for a bit. There we go. Now, just leave that to simmer for 10 minutes, stirring occasionally. Right. What are you laughing at? No, I haven't memorized your favorite pasta recipe. What are you talking about? You memorized that brownie recipe I talked about. Huh. Have you tried them? Ha! Yes! I told you they were good. Well, maybe I can take some to celebrate once we're both legally dead. How about that? Does that sound all right to you? Sit on a rooftop somewhere, eating brownies, while the city is in chaos over the death of both their most persistent villain and their beloved hero. Equal parts relief and sorrow. Seems fitting, doesn't it? Hey, what are you? This is my kitchen. Oh. Okay. Thank you. You didn't have to set the table, but thank you. Well, if you're feeling that awkward about not helping out, grate some of that parmesan for me, will you, while I give this a stir? No, fine, it's not authentic parmesan. Grate that Italian hard cheese for me, then. God. Oh, on second thought, no, you are going to have a shower. I'm sorry, but you stink. You went through the sewers to get here. Ugh. Go. Shower. Now. Oh, I don't know. Just borrow some of my clothes. Excuse me, I do have comfortable clothes. Believe it or not, my entire wardrobe isn't just dark leather and spandex. Just head to the first door on the left down the hall to the master bedroom. May as well use the ensuite if you're there. Pick whatever you want from my closet. Dinner should be ready by the time you're done. Yes, yes, whatever, you don't have to thank me. Think of it as a, I don't know, payback for throwing you into that building last week. Now shoo.
Thought you hated me. A load of rubbish. Guess it's up to me to look after that dipshit now.